I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. Today on The Art Beat, reporter Taylor Hubbard talks with three Kentucky artists whose work is part of a new exhibit with origins ripped from the headlines.
The term nasty woman has been around for a long time, but it leapt into the national lexicon thanks to this notorious exchange between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton during their final presidential debate.
To replenish the Social Security Trust Fund.
A clip of that incident went viral and a movement was born.
And I bring you words from Nina Donovan, a 19-year-old in Middle Tennessee, and she has given me the privilege of telling you I am a nasty woman.
Kentucky native Ashley Judd and other notable activists lent their voices at hundreds of protest rallies across the nation, including here in Lexington. Women by the thousands, their partners, children, and friends took to the streets to express their anxiety and outrage over the future of women's rights under an administration led by the controversial reality TV star.
Such a weird term, right? Nasty woman.
That's Peggy Coots, an artist from Lincoln County whose work is part of a new exhibit this month at Lexington's Parachute Factory.
It's definitely a term made up by men for women. That maybe fight against the stereotypical expectations of women.
Nasty Women Kentucky is a collection of images, paintings, structures, and other types of media that all celebrate the not-so-nice side of female empowerment, especially when it comes to the rights of immigrants, women, and the LGBTQ community. It's the brainchild of Kentucky artist Kristen Richards, who was inspired by a similar event in Queens, New York, which raised thousands of dollars for Planned Parenthood. Lexington-based artist Becky Alley says Nasty Woman Kentucky couldn't be more timely.
I think the spirit of the show is really about giving women a voice. It feels like it's part of a national movement right now that really is about power. And the work that I make in general is about, it does sort of question our notion of power and the aesthetics of power.
Fellow artist Colleen Merrill says she's contemplating the world her daughter will someday inherit, and she doesn't like what she sees.
I can no longer, sit back and just watch this happen. I feel like I have to do something, and being a nasty woman is just sort of the signal of I am taking an action, whether it be through participating in an exhibition like this or the Women's March, just not being able to be quiet about it.
In fact, some of the creative expressions are intentionally provocative.
I'm doing paintings of vaginas, which scream, I am a woman, and I am a nasty woman, and I will confront you about it. And I want to have a conversation, so.
And the exhibit definitely gives people plenty to talk about, with several pieces taking on conventional ideas of femininity and gender roles. Parachute Factory coordinator Sarah Brown says if opening night was any indication, the exhibit has generated more than a buzz.
It was hard to move around. Like, you had to kind of meander between crowds to get around the gallery. I am extremely flattered with how many people came. I think it speaks to what Kristen and all the women that have participated in the show are trying to do in promoting the idea of a nasty woman and giving women and underrepresented genders voice. So it's been really good.
As for an overall political statement, Colleen Merrill says she prefers her art to do all the talking.
If you could say one thing to the president, what would it be?
That's a very loaded question right now. I don't know. I don't even think at this point in my life I can talk to the president right now without completely losing my mind. So I don't know. I don't think I could say anything to the president right now. I think silence would be stronger.
Proceeds from the Lexington exhibit will be donated to the American Civil Liberties Union. Nasty Women Kentucky runs through February 25th at the Parachute Factory on Bryan Avenue. For 91.3 WUKY News, I'm Taylor Hubbard.